All right. I think one of the things that we started to see from Texans fans on social, I know you were seeing it on the text line yesterday as you all were doing the post-game show, Clint, and all over, is we're close. That line has really seemed to be a trigger for a lot of Texans fans coming from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans. And he said it, I think, am I right about this, Tyler? Did he open up yesterday?
Yes, he started the damn post game with it. Yep.
He started the post game.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just fired up.
And with that, I want to hear that. Can you get me yesterday's, the one how he started it? Because I know he spoke about it again today that made some people want to shave their eyebrows and head. But he kicked it off. He walked in and kicked it off with it yesterday about the we're close thing, and I think it is just absolutely infuriating Texans fans to a whole nother level, because he said it, you know, after the Rams game, all right, 14-9, okay, the way you watched that game, you felt like, all right, may have stolen it. Then after the Bucks game, you know, he said it again, and I think it frustrated, but then after yesterday's game, and yes, it was tight, and we talked about it last week, all of the games, it would appear like, I don't know if they're in these games because they're making a lot of plays to be in these games, or because the other teams are doing things to help them to be in these games. But I know that's something that people aren't wanting to hear right now. We're close. And I can understand the frustration, because when you watch the games, especially to what the expectations were for this team, there's nothing about the games that look like they're close. There's nothing about the games that makes you think that they are going to be able to be close to getting past where they've been the last couple of years, which has been their goal.
Well, Ron, that's why I am a huge product guy. I mean, they can go out there like this week. Like you got the Titans. You can go out there and you can win by two scores. And if it's a double move to Nico Collins, and you know, a play action shot that you take over the top to Christian Kirk, and nothing else in between looks worth the damn, and you're able to win 14-13. You know, like how it looks really, really matters to me. The Texans are at a spot. Well, they were 0-3. They're not now. They just need to win anyway and get it. But you know, they're at a spot where the expectations are to compete for Super Bowls. And if the product doesn't stand up to the test, then I think, you know, that's just the way that I choose to view it. This product stinks.
It does. it does. Like you said, some of it, and it's not all just one side of the ball, right? Some of the stuff on the other side of the ball. Like, I don't want to blame the defense. The defense has played absolutely well enough to win all three of these games, but they've also had some moments where you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, look, the defense has not been as good as we thought the defense was going to be, but with that said, I mean, when your offense is scoring 12 and a half points a game, you don't have much room for error. So Look, I don't know that this defense, especially with the injuries that they have, which, by the way, I mean, you're down two of your top three corners, and you somehow keep them to 17, and you let them score the 17th point. So that that's still pretty damn good. Do they have their warts? Absolutely. There's some things defensively that's got to get better. In every game, something kind of sticks out that you're like, what are we going to do here? But this defense has played good enough to be a defensive-led team that could be 3-0.
Absolutely. Yes. Here was DeMeco coming out and starting the press conference in terms of the post game last night. From the post game last night, this is how he kicked it off with the we're close comment.
When you have the penalties that we had to kind of knock us back a lot offensively, defensively, penalty in the end zone, you turn the ball over three times, that's tough to win in this league. It's tough enough to win, but when you put yourself in position where you're helping the opponent, like, that's just not a good recipe for winning football. So until we clean up the things we can clean up, right, then we play winning football, then we'll have a chance to turn it around. But again, man, we're close. That's what it is. We're close, but close isn't good enough. So we got to pick it up and find a way to get a win.
All right, so that was him in the post game. And then when C.J. Stroud was in the post game, he was asked what was the message from D'Amico Ryans afterwards. And for me, when I heard this, when I was listening to this, Clint, this is the first time where I was just like, oh, maybe this is a place of disconnect between CJ, maybe some other players, but CJ and D'Amico. As D'Amico was saying, we're close. This was CJ in response to his message after the game.
It's fixing the issues. You know, we're really close, and that's the problem. Is that we just keep, you know, reiterating that we're close, and you know, now it's time to, you know, fix the issues and, you know, be honest with one another. So, you know, his message is just, you know, we're going to keep having these results. If we don't finish and we don't, you know, take care of the ball and just do the small things, because the effort's there, the physicality. Now it's just the execution.
I've wondered, like, I've heard you say I'm on CJ's side the last week on kind of his approach and what he's saying there. And I don't know how to make of that, but I just listened to that right there. And when I heard it last night, I said, oh, that's why he's walking around here looking and sounding the way he does, is we're here and we keep reiterating that we're close. And he's saying, but maybe that's the problem, and we need to have some real conversations and be honest with each other. That's a different space in how the quarterback is thinking and what the coach is saying.
I'll tell you right now, C.J. Stroud is handling the adversity with this football team better than anybody else, including D'Amico Ryans. I love the way that it's we're lollygagging at practice. We need to focus a little bit. We need to do things better. Maybe even insinuating there's a little bit of arrogance or maybe some false confidence, and we think we're a little bit better than we are. And like, we got to win. And this right here, like, I love I'm not saying you should ever throw anybody under the bus, but right there, CJ said what he needed to say. We need to have some serious conversations. It's time we have some real conversations. It's time D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio and Nick Cayley and all the whole staff that you retain that's supposed to get this thing better. It's time we have some dead ass serious conversations. And it's not about techniques and mechanics. So he sounded like
we got to stop with this close thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love.
We got to start having serious conversations.
CJ Stroud has. I mean, there's the shift in the way he was handling losses last year to the media, to the way he's handling these losses. And maybe it's because he's a year old. Maybe it's because he's been getting his ass whooped for over a year now and he's tired of getting beat down. But, you know, there's the way he's handling it right now is exactly – everybody always asks, what do you want him to say, Clint? This is what I want him to say. I want to know that my quarterback is extremely disappointed. I want to know that my quarterback understands that it's more than just technique and mechanics. I want to know that we're going to approach this thing as if we are a country mile away, not as if we're close. Let's just keep doing the same old – So I love the way C.J. Stroud is at least communicating with the media after games and how this thing needs to be handled.
That was my thing is I knew that, like, all right, D'Amico was saying this stuff to us, the media, like, we're close. But I always thought, like, what D'Amico was saying to us is obviously there's probably a different message that he's saying in the locker room behind closed doors. Now I think he really believes it. Like, and not and yeah, yes, on the scoreboard, yes, they're close. But in terms of what this team should look like and where they're supposed to be, like I think I think he's preaching it to them as well. As like, we're close.
Keep doing what we're
doing.
I wouldn't,
and I'm not surprised. Now I feel like we kind of heard it, but I'm not surprised to think there's some guys in there thinking like, I don't know what the hell. Mm-hmm. We ain't close. This ain't what this is supposed to look like.
Yep.
And so that was my thing, was maybe he's just saying that to us, but back, you know, behind closed doors, hey guys, this ain't good enough. It's like if we just make a couple of tweaks here and there, we just make a play here and there, we may be there. And I don't know. All right.
Keep doing what we're doing, man. We just gotta execute. Hey, left tackle. I know you're a rookie and all, man. Man, we just got really worked them feet this week, man.
Execute, baby.
They're all fixable.
I do wonder if anybody's gone to Nick Cayley and said, hey, man, we got a chip here, man. We got to help this guy. Like, even post game, like at some point, hey, man, we got to help this guy out. Or are we literally just, hey, man, we got to go back to practice. Keep doing what we're doing,
guys. It may have been
process over results.
It may have been like last year's OC and just said, no, this is what we do.
Just execute.
Just execute. All right, coming up, we'll hear from you. 713-572-4610. We open up the phone lines. DeMeco said that he feels like they're close. They're close. He spoke about it again today. Feels like they are close. Do you agree? 713-572-4610. We will open up the phone lines. It started to become a tradition here on Mondays. We'll open up the phone lines and hear from you. 713-572-4610. You want to get in, call up, and we'll do that coming up as we continue on this Reaction Monday. We hear from you coming up next.